The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this windy and snowy day here in the state of Minnesota, Saturday, March 12, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, real quick, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you because last week the other guy asked me if I could actually kick that whole intro out in Jive.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I'm going to do here, folks, is I'm going to go Chinese, then I'm going to give it to you in Japanese version, then I'm going to give it to you in Spanish, and then gibberish, and then Jive. Okay? Now, Jive is a language. Jake's wife is actually an Aborigine, and she's from the jungles of Africa. And there is such thing as Jive. So, folks, my voice, the tones of my voice will change in process, but just know this, it's all me, and it's the intro in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, gibberish, and Jive. So I might sound a little bit different, but here we go.
我是胡锦涛，翟志刚同志，刘伯明同志，金海鹏同志，你们辛苦了，我代表。
Okay. That was my Chinese
version.
Okay, I'll try the next one.
Que sopa, John, o tan heavy, como tan la movida, socio. Oye, tú sabes ya, pero tu español es muy bien. Yo hablo español también, pero tu español es muy mejor que mío.
Okay, now here's my gibberish version.
Savaga, bivigid, dabna, kavagas, bivigid, kivigid, dabagait, nividis. Livigis, savago, nivago, wavagong, kavagas, bivigid, kivigid, dabagait, nividis. Livagam, opagun, divagas, tivagam.
Okay, now, folks, this is really hard talking gibberish in Chinese and Japanese and Spanish. I mean, you guys got to admit that I'm a talented. You guys understand now why we are national. I mean, hands down, no question about it. There's nobody better than the Sons of Liberty. But here, I'm going to give it to you in Jive. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Bet, babe. Slide a piece of the porter. Drink side. Run the job.
I can do grease and chomping on some butter and dragging through the garden.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cutty say can't hang.
So,
I like that jive.
You want to hear me do that one more
time?
I do,
actually. Can you do the jive again?
All right. You ready?
Bet, babe. Slide a piece of the porter. Drink side. Run the job.
I can do grease and chomping on some butter and dragging through the garden.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cutty say can't hang.
See, now, we used to talk like that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm from North Minneapolis. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So we had, I mean, jive was one of the native tongues.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
You want to hear it one more time, don't you?
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay. One more time. And I'll say the exact same thing again.
Okay.
Okay, last time, though.
Bet, babe, slide a piece of the porter. Drink side, run the job.
I can dig grease and chomp on some butter and drag through the garden.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cutty say can't hang.
So what do we do? I'll say it in English now, folks. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do give us a call. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now, Jake, you had LASIK surgery yesterday. Will you go ahead and tell the people what took place?
Yes, I went under a big machine, and I was looking at a blinking light through one of my eyes because they patched the other one.
Okay.
And then they put
a... So you had LASIK surgery because you couldn't see, and if you did see, you had to wear these glasses all the time.
Yes, okay. The glasses were far from looking good.
Okay.
But after they put me down, they put a little bit of numbing drop on my, or a couple numbing drops on my eyeball.
Couple.
Put a suction cup on it.
Yeah.
I watched the lights. They were very bright. And all of a sudden, it was like somebody peeled something off my eye, and it was pitch black.
Okay.
And then for about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, they put it back on. I could see again. And they switched eyes, did it again for about 45 seconds. Couldn't feel anything, didn't see anything except for blackness and then lights.
Okay.
Got out. Eyes burnt for about 3-4 hours. And now, this morning, I woke up. I could see everything.
Okay, now, this is the scary part, folks.
I did see something.
No, just hang on a second.
Most beautiful
sight. Just hold on a second now, Jake.
Uh-oh.
Now, what happened, folks, as I said, before Jake gets LASIK surgery, I talked to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I know you guys have been married for almost 11 years now. I said, what's going to happen after he can really see? And she said he's going to be really happy.
Yes.
So last night, Jake got home after LASIK surgery. His eyes were burning all the way home, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He took a little bit of a nap. He woke up, and I said, I called Heather, his wife, and I said, will you have Jake call me when he gets up? So he called me, and I said, Jake, now do me a favor. Sit down for a minute. And he said, okay. I said, how are your eyes? He goes, I can see everything. I said, all right, now just hold up with me. Now, you're sitting down, and he said he was sitting down. I said, now call in Heather and tell her to walk towards you really slow. And I said, Jake, if it gets to the point where she has to go to her mother's house, I'll give her a ride.
I was glad that I was not disappointed.
So how did that go over? I haven't seen Heather all day.
Fantastic.
And I'm not trying to be mean, guys. I'm just asking you a serious question. I mean, what was it like when you seen your wife for the very first time?
It was.
And I notice right now she's probably either there feeling
like
sorry for herself or
probably.
Yeah, one of the two, or she's smiling, one of the two. So
she looked better than ever.
Okay, so you were happy.
I've heard it said before, my trophy wife.
Yeah. Do you remember in Little House on the Prairie, Mary was married to Adam, and uh-huh. Adam regained his sight?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she wanted to know what he thought of her
mm-hmm.
after he could see again, and he was really happy. So I'm glad
response.
It's... Well, okay, so...
Yeah. Better than I ever imagined.
And that's what's important about this whole thing, Jake, is everybody's okay on your side of the fence, and that's why we're here, and that's what brothers do.
They look
out for each other, you know?
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We're all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you.
We are asking that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more. But that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner. Or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, I got a question. Is Heather taking it okay, Jake? I was just curious. Folks, what happened is Jake had LASIK surgery, and I wanted to see how he's going to take it when he's seen his wife after 11 years of marriage, how he was going to take it once he finally seen her.
Crystal clear.
And I haven't seen her all day, and I'm just curious to know why. How's she taking that? How's she taking that, Carrie? And Carrie's back there pulling her hair out. You just let me know when you get caught up, okay, Carrie? And in the meantime, I think what we'll do is... Okay. Heather, mellow out. Oh, that's not Heather, that's Jake. Oh, my goodness. Listen to Jake, folks. This is the response, the reaction after Jake seeing his wife after LASIK surgery. That's terrible. And, folks, his little boy is looking through the window right now laughing his little britches off. So this is what it's about, right?
Those britches,
folks, James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said of the Ten Commandments, he said, "We staked our whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it," he said. "We staked the future of all of our political institutions upon our capacity, America, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God." Uh-huh. That's what he said in 1777 to the General Assembly of the State of Virginia. Pretty powerful stuff, right? Now, let me line it up with Scripture. He said in Numbers 15:39 through 41, "And remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart." You know, the Bible tells us, folks, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. "And your own eyes, after which you used to go whoring after other gods. That you remember and do all my commandments," the Lord said, "and be ye holy unto your God." He said, "I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." Folks, you ever wonder what happens when you pull away the God of our fathers from who we are as a people? Well, just take a look around. But let me give you some facts here. Let me go back in time a little bit, because science, which, by the way, is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting? Scientists always want to take the credit for what God creates.
Yeah.
By their discoveries of God's creations.
Yeah, his.
Yes, his.
Everything. Another thing, too, is I heard an astronaut guy from
NASA.
And what he said is, you know, some people would debate in science, in the field of science, is there a God or not? And he said, do we need to light a candle to see the sun? Of course not. A scientist, he owes his job to the Creator.
That's right.
And yet he would question a Creator.
Yeah.
That just shows the ultimate in foolishness. The wiser they become, really, the dumber they become.
Well, really what they want to do is they want to put themselves in the position of receiving the praise and honor that's due to God only, Isaiah 14.
And it's just like world leaders or tyrants. What they do is they want to put themselves aside from the demands or the commands of God upon their life. So the real issue is that. It's obedience. And it's duty to mankind. But they don't want to deal with that. They don't want to be told what to do. So they set themselves on a pedestal, and they're soon to find out. Because just like we talk to people all the time, even in our street teams, 10 out of 10 people die. That's the ultimate statistic. We're going to face our Creator. And what have we done with that which He has entrusted us with? Leaders out there that are listening to the show right now, because I know you're listening, what are you doing with that which God has entrusted you with? It's not just the people that have entrusted you with power. It's God Himself that has ordained your very position
through
in your
the
seat.
People.
And That's you
right.
will be accountable to Him for the judgments that you make. Justice can't be lacking in your seat. You cannot take bribes and expect to get away from the all-seeing eye of our Creator, God.
Science confirms the Bible, but check out science, okay? Science then, the earth was a flat disk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've been told that by the scientists. Science now, the earth is a sphere. The Bible has always told us the earth is a sphere, Isaiah 40:22. Science then, only 1,100 stars. I mean, can you imagine these jokers just sitting there counting the stars? It's like,
we've counted.
Okay, there's a whole mess of them there, dog. You might want to take a step back and recount them. There's 1,100. I mean, there wasn't like 1,101 or 1,116.
1,100, exactly.
Yeah, 1,100 stars. That's what science then said. Science then is through history, folks.
Yeah.
There are numerous mistakes that they've made. They've had a recant time and time again. You even said something about the astronauts, Jake. Mm-hmm. I wonder how far he went.
Yeah.
Science now, incalculable. Incalculable.
You can't even put a number on it.
Incalculable. Incalculable number of stars. Jeremiah 33:22 says that the number of stars has always have been incalculable. Incalculable.
So it says all this right in the Bible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Already said it. Science then, Earth sat on a large animal, said the scientists.
That makes sense.
Wow. Okay, I wonder what kind of animal that was.
That's a big animal.
Well, where'd that animal come from?
Something
That's a great be. Question. Well, it's a Big Bang Theory. Well, where did that Big Bang Theory, where did the elements from the Big Bang Theory come from?
I'm just thinking of Mr. Ignoramus.
What? Where did?
Well, we don't really know. We just figured everybody had to get around, and
yeah,
so maybe the Earth just got around.
Yeah. Earth sat on a large animal, scientists used to say. Science now, flea float.
It's
of Earth and space.
Yes.
Free
floating.
Float of Earth and space. The Bible, Job 26, verse 7, says, free float of Earth and space. The Bible's always been right. Folks, see what we do? Is when we don't learn from history, we always return back to the Word of God.
Yep.
Because we realize He was right in the first place. Science then. Science was ignorant on the subject. Science now. Creation made of indivisible elements called atoms. Hebrews 11:3 says, through the Bible, creation made of invisible elements. Hello. Science then, all stars were the same. Science now, Earth's stars, each one is different. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:41, each star is different. Wow. See, they always want to go out of the boundaries of what's already written.
Yeah.
If it's written, then why do we have... Okay, we got to go out and try to... That fire's hot. Don't touch the fire. Don't touch the fire. Don't touch the fire. No, I need to touch the fire.
Yeah.
Well, the Bible says the fire's hot, so don't touch it because you're going to get burned. What does man have to do? He has to disobey God, go touch the fire, get burned to find out God was always right. Isn't that what His commandments are for?
Yep.
Science then. Light was fixed in place. Science now. Light moves. The Bible. Light moves. Job 38:19-20. Science then, air was weightless. Science now, air has weight. The Bible, Job 28:25, air has weight.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
I remember being in science class and they taught us how air has weight. You just fill up a balloon with air and you have another balloon that's not filled with air and the balloon with air actually weighs more.
Really?
Pretty simple.
Wow.
Yeah. Just reminiscing back to school days, when scientists finally caught up to the Bible. And another thing, too, found in the Bible, is creation. came out of nothing. You know, a lot of men say, well, scientists can't create something out of nothing. That's the one thing they can't do. You can make milk. You ask a person, how do you get milk? Well, it comes from a cow.
Where did the cow come from?
Well, it came from his mother. Well, where did it come from? You know, on and on and on and on. Yeah. Or what came first, the belly button? Or was Adam born with a belly button or without one?
Well, the question is, Jake, is what was first, the egg or the chicken?
I'd have to say the chicken.
You're correct.
The chicken had to create the egg, and God created the chicken.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's not difficult for God to do these things.
Yeah.
But it goes back to that we were talking about earlier in the
Man's
show.
Man's flustered because it doesn't have all the answers.
Yeah.
And they're flustered because God does have all the answers. Yep. And if God has all the answers, then they must submit to that God, their creator.
Yep. And then receive from that God, their
creator.
And
that makes people angry. Yes. And you wouldn't want to see me angry.
Not when I get angry.
No. Science then, wind blew straight. Science now, wind blows in cyclones. Ecclesiastes 1:6, wind blows in cyclones. Jake, I got a question for you. 2,000 pounds of feathers and 2,000 pounds of rocks. I drop them from the top of the building. Which one's going to hit first?
They're both 2,000 pounds.
That's exactly right.
At the same time, yep.
See, that's why we call you guys. I can see why people listen to you all the time.
I'm not saying I haven't fell for that one, though, in the past, but I only fall for it usually once.
Okay.
And hopefully then I learn from my mistakes.
How many sides to a circle?
Two sides.
Yeah. And what are they?
They're the inside and the outside.
I'm asking the choir the questions, aren't I?
yes, you are.
Okay. We'll go to the next one. Bible, science then. Sick people must be bled.
Mm-hmm. Which means?
Bloodletting. Is that the most backwards thing you've ever seen in your life?
Get all the blood out. Their blood's infected. Get it out of their body.
They used to do this during the times of our forefathers, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. The Bible says the blood is in the life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Why in the heck would you be taking the blood out of his body? That's the life.
Must be some smart doctors.
Science then, sick people must be bled. Science now, blood is the source of life and health. The Bible, blood is the source of life and health. Wow, so true science lines itself up with the Word of God.
Yep.
No discrepancy. Leviticus 17:11. Let's do another one. The ocean floor was flat. Science then. Science now. Ocean floors contains deep valleys and mountains. The Bible? Ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. 2 Samuel 22:6 and Jonah 2:6. Science then. Ocean fed only by rivers and rain. Science now. Oceans contain springs. The Bible? Ocean contains springs. Wow.
Yeah.
See, when you agree with the Word of God, you're on the right track, folks. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. The Sons of Liberty, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do call in, especially if you're like a science or some scientologist or something like that, or a
scientific individual
or like one of those philosophical people.
Scientific Amos.
Hey, call us and give us like some of those really cool names, folks.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, right before the break, we were talking about how the science confirms, that science does confirm the Bible in every sense of the word. I got one more for you. Science then says hands washed in still water. Okay? Still water. Pay attention carefully, folks. Science now, when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. All right, let's go back to the Bible. Leviticus 15:13. Go ahead.
Running water.
When dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water.
The Bible's right.
Every single time without fail. You know, it's interesting, because if I could parallel that to this, that there are them that call themselves Christians in this country that are so now backward in thought that they say that they are now not known by their fruit rather than being known by their fruits. Mm-hmm. I heard recently there's been some rumblings going on about our foundations and who we are not. And isn't it interesting, folks, that you see these professing Christians throughout the country deny the fact that we're a Christian nation? I mean, they shoot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. They blow a hole in their own boat.
Where does liberty come from?
I don't know, I guess. You know, it's interesting because Jesus said in 6:34, he said, in the book of Luke, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit, for of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. As a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. By the way, that was Luke 6:43, I'm sorry. Now, in saying all that, what kind of tree America could have brought forth this country? You just got to ask yourself that question, godless men or godly men? For example, you know, everybody's capping on Ben Franklin all the time, but he's the guy who said, he who shall introduce public affairs into the public affairs, the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. And it was George Washington that said it's impossible to rightly govern a nation without God in the Bible. And he also said to an Indian nation, a Native American nation, he said, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can do to assist you in this wise intention. So let's talk about political instability. I talked about this about a month ago, but I want to get a little serious right now. And if you go to political instability, let's go across the world and let's talk about their constitutions real quick. For example, France Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th constitution. It was also Thomas Jefferson that said the difference between European government and American government was the same as the difference between heaven and hell. I wonder where he got that from. That sounds like he probably got that from the Bible. Brazil, 7th constitution since 1822. Poland, 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan, 5th constitution since 1923. Russia's 4th constitution since 1918. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. The sources from where? Our founding era, and the sources of our founding era came from 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,115 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. The Constitution and the Bible, George Washington and Alexander Hamilton came up with from the Bible, separation of powers, which is in Jeremiah 17:9. Said they, immigrations, laws, Leviticus 19:34, president must be natural born citizen. Oh, I can see why they don't like that concept. I get it. I see why they
it's
don't
evolving.
Like
it. It's evolving.
Yeah, come on. You got to leave. Come on. Just go ahead and let the foreigners just...
Yes.
Let's call them birthers and let's call them, talk about how much damage they're doing because they want to see the president's birth. I get it.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with them.
Label
people.
Them,
I mean,
sure.
Why would they want to validate that he's really an American citizen? Yeah. I mean, that's a, come on, Americans.
Well, we don't have time to do
it
that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, really?
I mean, come on.
He's doing a good job.
We're all human beings, you know, I mean, you know, we'll just do what we want to do in the sight of God.
Yeah.
President must be natural born, Deuteronomy 17:15. Why is that Bible such a problem? Witness in capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. Ooh, I can see why criminals call the cops pigs. Can't you? They hate those laws, don't they, folks? Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemptions for churches, Ezra 7:24. Churches are non-taxable, folks. Republicanism. Exodus 18:21. Boy, that comes from the Bible, too. Moses, he gets in the way of everything, doesn't he? The second president of the United States, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were, said the second president of the United States, the general principles of Christianity. Now I will avow, and that I then believed and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God, said John Adam. Let's go to the Supreme Court. The Congress. In 1854, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants.
Interestingly enough, that came, like you said, in 1854, the House Judiciary Committee, that was quoted directly from them, because the topic of separation of church and state had came up again, and they thought, we need to eliminate Christianity from all forms of government. And what did they say? This is exactly what they came up with. Now, who would know that better? A modern revisionist from 2011 or the 1990s? Or somebody from 1853? Many of those men were probably the children of men that were the age of our founders and some of the founders themselves. Of course they're going to know it better. Here's another thing that Thomas Paine said. And many people accuse him of being very unreligious. He said a long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. We keep buying it every single day within our mindset that, you know, separation, ungodly, we're not Christian, we got to keep the separation. And so it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, just because it doesn't seem like it's not wrong makes it seem like all of a sudden now it's right. And he said that back in the beginning in the 1776 when he wrote his book, Common Sense. But let me just give you an example of his argument as to why we should have independence in this country. He says this, because we had a king, a tyrant, named King George. But where says some, this is directly out of his book, where says some is the king of America? Thomas Paine replies, I'll tell you, friends, he reigns above and doth not make havoc of mankind like a royal brute of Britain. Man will always do that to you, folks. Yet that we may not appear to be for proclaiming the charter, let it be brought forth, placed on the divine law, the word of God, the Bible. Let a crown be placed therein, by which the world may know that so far as we approve of monarchy, that in America the law is king. And whose law was he referencing to? The word of God, God's law.
Yeah. I mean, you just,
there's your foundation.
Is, well, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to be like scientists back then.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get in trouble, and a lot of people are going to die in the process. Yep. And then what the people that remain, they're going to do is they're going to go back to the Bible, and then they're going to find out that we should have paid attention to what this book said in the first place, and then we wouldn't have had any problems. But see, that Bible also tells us not to tolerate baloney or corruption in men.
Mm-hmm.
See, but since men in America like to sleep, because the Bible says that they sowed tares while men slept, and they don't want to have to do anything about the problems, they think liberty's just going to happen like grace just happens, you know. They don't have to worry about anything. It'll just take care of itself.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll just lay down and then their country will be destroyed and then they'll return back unto God, or they'll stand in front of God on judgment day and the Lord's going to say to them, why didn't you keep my commandments? Because if you had kept my commandments, you'd still have the preservation of liberty that I told you would have in the first place. But since you didn't want to listen to me, then I'll just let you have it your way.
Well, it's like Mr. Dickens.
And when you have it your way, you complain about having it your way. And when you don't do it God's way, you wonder why you are where you're at.
Yep. You can't have both worlds. You can't feed both worlds. You can't serve God and mammon. Mr. Dickinson said, one of our constitutional signers. Mr. John Dickinson, that's correct.
Is that the guy that brought the dim prognostication?
It was in one particular point of his life, but boy, he redeemed himself quickly.
John Adams straightened that crooked stick out, didn't he?
Political, and a whole host of others. He said political slavery comes after sleep. Like you just said before, when men sleep, men sow tares. But our founders saw a different way and knew a different way. And I will say this, we've learned by mistake here. Since 2008, things have not gotten better.
No.
Things have gotten worse in the political realm of America.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but I think culturally as well. So what happens? People are
turning to the
Bible.
And I know, but we talk about this quite a bit, Jake. When we have a problem with politicians, it's because we have a problem in the church. And if we have a problem in the church, then we're going to have a problem with society.
That's right, because there to be a moral compass. If you don't know where you're going, you need to know where it's going to point north. But what I'm getting at here is what's been happening here recently. People have been returning unto our founding document. I'm not even just talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the Bible. Men are starting to see that, hold on a second, God was right, as they always do.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? Why is it that you see these, what we're talking about, folks, is what kind of a tree America could have brought forth. What kind of tree, I mean, really, what's the essence? What's the root? What's the who are the men that brought the inception of our country? Mm-hmm. What kind of hearts were in our forefathers that we would have such a godly nation, that one that still remains after 200 and some years? That's the question I have for you. Yet we have these professed Christians nailing the forefathers. The forefathers aren't the answer. Listen, the best of saints is the worst of sinners. Mm-hmm. We're all sinners saved by grace. We get that. But what kind of men were our forefathers, and what are we talking about? And let me ask you the other question. What are these professed Christians and atheists and skeptics and scientists, what bit are they always chomping on? Well, our forefathers weren't that. Our forefathers weren't this. Our forefathers. I mean, they sound like a bunch of corrupt lawyers trying to overthrow the laws.
That's right.
No, that's what they sound like.
Sure.
Well, wait a second. You're in liberty right now, and you have freedom right now. Who gave you that freedom, and what was it established upon?
Who was the source?
And that's the question, and that's where it stops. Mm-hmm. And every time you get in a conversation with these people, they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I got liberty. I can do whatever I want to do. No, that's not what the confines of liberty are. Always found within the law.
That's right. You have liberty when you follow the law. Simple as that.
We're going to hit some more of this stuff. I'm going to hit some more facts. I'm going to give you Ben Franklin. I'm going to give you Thomas Jefferson. And I'm going to give you some more of foundational documents so you can understand who you are, America. Again, you have Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, last one this hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
You know, one of the things that I discovered here, though, boy, and I'm not trying to be facetious, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I asked Heather to give me some stats this morning, and I said, I want you to give me some stats on what's going on in the church in America. And this is from George Barna's book, The Second Coming of the Church. Check out these stats really quick, folks, and we'll take these calls. Have been divorced among those who have been married, okay? Christians, 27%. Non-Christians, 23%. You know what that is, folks? That's a pretty close parallel, isn't it? It's a lack of Christianity. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. The Bible says that Christ is a stumbling block or a rock of offense to who? Disobedient people. Yeah. Okay?
Even that topic.
So you have the world given stats paralleling to the church in America. It just shows you the church has lowered the standard of Jesus Christ. See, what equates us as Christians is when we're Christ-like. Do you understand? Not outside of who Christ is in the risen, in the resurrection. The Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 15 that we are witnesses of Jesus Christ. And if we aren't, and there's no witness of the Holy Ghost, then it means we're dead and yet in our sin and our faith is vain. Watched an X-rated movie in the last 3 months. Christians, 9%. No, folks, a lack of Christianity. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Non-Christians, 16%. Bought a lottery ticket in the past week. Christians, 23%. Non-Christians, 27%. Man, see what happens when you get rid of that Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. number 10 of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet. You go out and you covet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Glory.
An article in a 1997 issue of Newsweek, which is questionable, noted that various surveys suggest that as many as 30% of male Protestant ministers have had sexual relationships with women other than their wives. Folks, apparently they're not reading the same Bible that I'm reading. They think they're getting one over. No, but they call that grace. And they're preaching from the pulpit, folks. No, that's not grace. That's sin.
Yeah, if you ever want to know why your minister isn't preaching out against sin.
Because he's guilty of it.
He's one of the 30%, most likely.
Oh, but this is so condemning. Well, why are we showing mercy or compassion to those that are in sin?
Mm-hmm. There's no peace there.
It sounds like a jury in America. Mm-hmm. A guy goes out and kills a family, and they show more mercy and compassion to that murderer than they do the victims. ChristianNet.com conducted a survey which showed that 51% of professed Christians admitted to telling a lie within the last month. Apparently, they didn't read Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. They'll have their part in the lake of fire. 50% of men viewed pornography within 1 week of attending a Promise Keeper stadium event. What's the problem here, Mayor? What's the problem here, folks? Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. This is a lack of Christianity, folks. And it's interesting, you have these Christians saying, look at the Christians are doing. Well, you should know from reading the Word of God that those aren't Christians. 54% of pastors said they viewed pornography within the past year in a pastors.com survey, said George Barna. In a 2003 Focus on the Family poll, 47% of those respondents said porn is a problem in their home. That's why you don't bring it in your home. What's the problem? And then you have them attacking our foundations and our forefathers, and yet the Bible tells us we know them by their fruit. What is the fruit that they're chomping on the bit? What are they fighting against, folks? Who you are as a people? Whose name is on your money? 1792. Congress prints Bibles for the United States. Chaplains everywhere. Here, let me give you one more, and we'll take Maria real quick here. Ben Franklin, governor of Pennsylvania, issued statewide prayer proclamations, recommended Christianity in public schools. Benjamin boosted church attendance. Benjamin called for the establishment of chaplains and daily prayer at the Constitutional Convention. Thomas Jefferson would sign his name with the year of our Lord Christ, 1804, thus invoking into official government documents. Charles Carroll was right when he said, those who cry, who are decrying the Christian religion are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for duration of free governments. In a speech to the House of Burgess, May 1765, it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often, said Patrick Henry, that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Real Christians, folks. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Interesting. But now you have these folks sitting there they're decrying our foundations. They're decrying, no, we're not a Christian nation. No, really what they're saying is, no, we don't really believe the Word of God. We don't really think he really means what he says.
Can I just bring up a point really quick? From a federal standpoint of religion, the federal government's job is not to introduce a federal religion. They left that up to the states. Each state had their own religious laws, their own religious. As a matter of fact, if you weren't a Christian and you didn't believe in the Old and New Testaments and you didn't believe in Christ, you couldn't even serve in public office in the states. Thus, there was no need to take a religious test to get into the federal government. Thomas Jefferson, I'd like to see somebody explain this away. He helped found the Virginia Bible Society. Folks, that society printed Bibles and distributed them to the citizens of Virginia, and he was a substantial contributor to it. You don't contribute money, especially when you're a genius like Thomas Jefferson, to something you don't like. Oh, I'm going to contribute money, and it's going to go away.
What about Ben Franklin supporting the Great Awakening preacher George Whitefield?
Yeah, supported him financially.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, let's keep that under. Oh, that's some. Jefferson used a Bible that he actually created. He created his own Bible called The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, and that was used as a mission tool to reach American Indians. Reading about Jesus, he said, will help change their lives.
And what do you hear the revisionists say? Exactly the contrary.
He cut all of Jesus out of there.
We have Maria. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. See, I go to a very popular church here in the Twin Cities. I'm not sure if you want me to mention the church or not.
No, that's okay.
The name, okay.
Yep.
And the July 4th fell on a Sunday this year, so it seemed obvious today that something would be said at our church, whether a patriotic song was sung amongst the worship songs or a prayer was said to our Father for, letting us live in a free nation. Not one word was uttered. Not one prayer was said. And if I told you this church, you know him. You know the pastor. He's extremely popular, although he's done a few crazy things this past year that we've noticed. And so I emailed the church, and I asked them why this was so. And I said, because people living free is a moral issue, just like sanctity of life, civil rights. And the church must address this moral issue about people living free. And because it fell on a Sunday, wouldn't it be natural for something to have been said? And I got 2.5 months later, I got an email back from the elder, and he said they didn't have a policy on it, but they didn't feel the need to do a big hullabaloo on the 4th, because he said that in many churches across the country, particularly in the previous generation, there has been a strange interweaving of God and country in a way that is not biblically faithful. And then he said, the United States of America is emphatically not the promised land, and the Bible promises no special role for this country, among others. Also, the Old Testament texts about the nation repenting and being healed are not to be applied to the modern-day geopolitical nations, but rather they are promises to God's chosen nation of Israel in the Old Testament and are now being fulfilled in his chosen people in the church. As Baptists, he said, we believe with the separation of church and state.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Mario.
And we believe... And we deeply appreciate the religious freedom we have in America, but we believe that saving faith in Jesus cannot be coerced. Because many have, we think, too closely tied God and this country together, we don't want to mingle that in our services. Personally, I grew up in a church in the South that, in my opinion, very scarily mingled songs of worship to God and songs of American patriotism during worship service. And I am very thankful that at this point in the life of our church, we have chosen to steer clear of those ambiguities. And then, of course, I'm still in the process of writing and doing some research, but I lived in a communist country for 3 years under a cruel dictator who has now been assassinated by his own people, Nicolae Ceausescu. And I can tell you what is verily scarily is when if you even mention the word Jesus Christ, you are thrown in prison, tortured, killed. That, to me, is more scarily than to, God forbid, we sing a patriotic song. And I wasn't even asking that. I was saying, why can't we pray to the Lord God Almighty for letting us live in this country and being people who are free? And at what point would my church then fight for freedom? What does it have to come to that they would begin to fight?
Well, they have to lose it first, Maria. That's how it seems to work. And what they do is if that doesn't work, what they'll do then is they'll dump it on the kids, and then the posterity has to deal with it like our generation does.
Right.
Because since 1962, we've been going backwards, and it's these people that are in front of us that are saying, no, no, we're not a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation. Well, you had liberty.
That's right.
No, folks, we got to take a break. Marie, hold on. Heather's going to pick you up. You have the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. We'll answer more of that right after the break.